Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Hopefully you are going to make the best of it this weekend. Go find a leprechaun under the water. Hopefully it won't be as angry as the one we spoke with in Hour 1. But, you could find your pot of gold. Yeah, you find her at the end of the rainbow, and you dive in, and that's probably where they hide that stuff, wouldn't you say there, CJ?
Absolutely.
Yeah. CJ,
according to lore.
According to Scuba Radio diving lore, yes. If CJ agrees, Bubble Boy, I think, is on board with that idea, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad made up of Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and now we are joined by Lisa from the History of Diving Museum down there in the Florida Keys. Divemuseum.org is the website to go to and find out what they're up to. But she has been up to some pretty cool stuff. And when is this thing happening with the octopus lady, Lisa?
On the third Wednesday of every month, we have the Immerse Yourself series. And this week, this month, we have our octopus lady, Dr. Chelsea, who's going to be coming down from FAU. And everybody loves octopus. I mean, they're just amazing, intelligent. They have so many different dynamics. And she's studied, and she's going to be talking about their behavior and kind of their unique nuances to octopus. And that's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the museum. But if you don't happen to be in the Keys, you can Zoom in. So like you said, if you go to our website, you can either reserve a physical seat inside the library or a seat on the Zoom session.
Well, there you go. And once again, it's divemuseum.org is the website, and you can go in there and reserve your position accordingly. Whether you ought to try to go in person, because History of Diving Museum down there in the Keys is amazing. It's such a great facility, and
by far
you could spend at least a couple hours easy.
Was it again?
Wednesday night.
It's the third Wednesday of every month, but this Wednesday it's the octopus lady. What's her name again? What is it?
Dr. Chelsea Benice.
Okay. All right. Have you talked to her leading up to this much? Like, I'm guessing, My Octopus Teacher movie that came out on Netflix, last year is just probably filled up her date card. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to learn more ever since that came out. I think there's been a wave of octopus news. And, just from the activity you see online on YouTube, there's everybody posting these videos of octopus doing crazy things or in an aquarium or having some kind of encounter. I mean, it's always one of the coolest critters you can see on a dive. You'd agree, right?
And absolutely. And, before Drs. Joe and Sally opened the museum, they used to study fish and octopus sex. And they actually did a lot of study. Even though they were from Ohio, they would go down to the Cayman Islands every year and do a lot of research studies. And they did a lot of work with octopus as well. So it goes back, and, we're just happy that it's on the forefront again. And we have this amazing talk coming up. And of course, the Immerse Yourself night is the one night that we have extended hours. So, people are out diving during the day. They can get something to eat and then walk through the exhibits before the presentation starts at 7 o'clock.
Gotcha. Yeah. Are you guys doing anything special for St. Patrick's Day this weekend? I see you're wearing your green.
I do. I have my marine and my army green on.
Right.
So if you're a member, We have a lucky members, and they can bring a friend for free. Normally, they get in for free, and the friend has to pay at a discounted rate. Uh-huh. But the members are their lucky charms and can bring them to the museum tomorrow for free.
Well, there you go. If you're a member, you're kind of like your own leprechaun, and you can grant the wish to your diving enthusiast friends. Down there at the History of Diving Museum. It's always, that's cool. They're always doing good stuff like that. And I know, we're talking about trying to come down there in May. And have you already locked in that vintage dive thing again yet? Is it locked in or what?
Yes, it's locked in for May 4th. We're going to be doing it at Jules Undersea Lodge, and it's going to be the double hose regulator event. We're going to have a Mark V diving demo. One of my members has got open bottom helmets, so we're going to be doing that and let people see how that works underwater with the hand pumps and things like that. And then actually Sunday, we're going to take a group of divers out on the reef who want to dive double hose regulators actually out on the reef.
Wow.
So that's going to be really cool.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Now, you've done that yourself, I know, Lisa. I've never done it. We've talked about seeing if we can come down and participate when that's going on down there that weekend. It's also with the Eye Care Trash Derby. Trash Derby is going on that same time. So we're trying to align the planets accordingly so we can come down
Greg, and I'll go
say don't drive by, dive in, and I probably know some people that can help you get in that Mark V.
Well, I like the sound of that, but you've done it, so what is it like as far as comparing a double hose, old classic vintage regulator compared to what we are used to today with the latest and greatest stuff?
Well, it's funny that even though we do the double hose regulator experience and you have to be certified to do it, it's still kind of unnerving for some people because you don't have a BC. The way that the steel cylinders are, you're kind of neutrally buoyant. Of course, we have gauges. Back then, you didn't have gauges. And it's just a real, I grew up watching reruns of Mike Nelson and Sea Hunt. So it's a lot of fun. And in the Mark V, it actually is comfortable underwater. It's hard and it's heavy getting in and getting out. And, you really appreciate the process of your surface tenders because all of your gear, you're reliant on them 100% to get you suited, to get your air supply, to keep the communications going. But when you're underwater, you're actually neutrally buoyant and you have to release air so that you don't float up and that you sink and walk on the ocean, on the ocean floor. But of course, we're inside the Jules habitat, so we're walking on the planks and we're not disturbing anything. But it's a very unique, fulfilling experience that I've done several times because I like it so much.
Wow, cool. Well, I've always wondered what it would be like. So, we're going to have the opportunity. And is that kind of going to be open to the public where people can do this and sign up through the museum? Yes. Or how would they do that? Yeah.
They sign up at the museum, go on our website, divingmuseum.org, and different diving groups will have time slots because we're going to be doing the vintage dive all day on Saturday. From, 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And every buddy team is going to have a safety diver with them. They're going to go through orientation. We're going to have food and a barbecue there so everybody can stay on site and, see what's happening. And actually last year when we did it is when Dr. Joe was in for his 100-day Project Nemo or Neptune.
Yeah, in the actual undersea lodge there, Jules.
Yeah, so the divers got to go by and see him and find out more about what he was doing with the research. And, we'll have other fun things to do this year.
Right. Yeah, will that be open? Do we know at this point? Or will you be, when you're not doing the vintage stuff, you could probably go up and see the underwater habitat at Jules, maybe?
Well, we're not. It won't be open to go up into.
Right.
What we've done before in the past, especially with the young interns, is we'll take them in and let them pop up in the moon pool so they can see it, but not get out of the water and contaminate anything.
Right. Yeah. And that counts. You stick your head up in the habitat. It's kind of a cool thing to do just to see what that looks like down there. Great stuff. DivingMuseum.org. Lisa, always a pleasure. Thanks for adding some class to the show today. We really needed it. And there you go. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
How, when, and where it's made has never been more important than now. Just ask all those divers and dive shops that struggled to get products and parts during the pandemic. One relatively new gear manufacturer, however, managed quite well. Nex is one of the few, if not only, dive gear manufacturers to bring regulator and design assembly back to the USA. No shortages during the pandemic for their customers and dealers. And get this, Nex was a Tester's Choice winner in Scuba Lab for 2022 and a Best Buy in 2023. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead and allowing you to get exactly what you need for the kind of diving you prefer. This will be the last regulator you'll ever need, since the modular design can easily be modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. Are you ready to make your next dive your best dive? Then go to nexdive.com. That's nexdive.com. Next Underwater Products. nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Lisette, and I will be your bartender at Titico Bar in Ceiba. Come on and see me. But until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here is a one-sexy man, Ray, the dive master.
There you go.
Yeah. You only took three drinks and two tequila shots.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's me. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In Ceiba, I am known as Mr. Sexy Man. I know it hurts. It even hurts when I say it out loud. But, you know, sometimes the booze starts flowing and people say ridiculous stuff.
And they said you were 60, man.
I don't think that's accurate, but I'm not sure, actually. Hey, look, we got Lisa from the History of Diving Museum with us right now, getting an update from divingmuseum.org. That's the website you can go to. But I wanted to get one more element that they got coming up. You got the music. What is it? Dive into Art and Music coming up. That's actually very soon, right, Lisa?
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks. It's on Friday, March 29th. It's going to be right down the street at Safe Harbor Angler House. It's at 5:30 to 9. What's going to be cool about it, this is the second one that we've done. Not only are we going to have the musical tribute to Jerry Garcia, who was a diver. He did a lot of conservation work in Hawaii, and we're going to be auctioning off and selling some of his art. All those, it's a fundraising. All that money will go to the Dive Into Art exhibits that we've done six now, and we've already got one planned for next year. But in addition to the music and the coolness of that, we've got coral restoration practitioners are going to be there, and they're going to be kind of recruiting divers to go out and do different coral restoration around the Keys, and they'll be there from Key Largo to Key West. So if somebody's going to be down in Key West for the weekend, you can go out with the practitioners down there. If you're going to be in Isla Morada, we've got practitioners there. If you're going to be in Key Largo, there's other ones. So it really doesn't matter where you are in the Keys, coming down for a dive vacation, you can help restore the reef. And we'll be getting that information out at the Dive Into Art and Music event, as well as the exhibit that's at the museum.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's funny. We were talking a lot about this earlier. Our last couple of weeks, we've been talking about all these musicians that are hardcore divers. You know, we found out Brian Adams, who we saw a couple of weeks ago here in Orlando. It ends up he has a private island in the Caribbean and has done a lot of coral reef restoration in off of his little on his little house reef.
Nice.
And some people sent us some stuff after we were talking about his concert and saying how great he was. And I said, the only thing make him better if he was a scuba diver. And then I found out he was. Just like Jerry Garcia, a big-time diver back in the day. Yeah?
Diver, conservation, musician, and artist, visual artist.
Right.
He did a lot of black and white inks as well as watercolor. And he did that when he was in his teens. So it's really cool to bring all of that together. And, you know, it'll just last year's was great. Everybody had a fabulous time. And this year's will even be better.
Yeah. How many times do you got, do you have any celebs like pop up in there in the museum sometimes and surprise you? Or can you even say about it, say it if they did?
We do and they do.
Yeah. Okay. That's all she can say.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Understood.
And we get a lot of professional athletes that come through that, and they might be fishing in the Keys, but they're curious about the museum. So they'll come in and, you know, you don't have to be a diver to enjoy the History of Diving Museum. There's so much in there.
So true. Yeah. But I mean, do they tell you like before you ask, like, yeah, you can take a picture, but don't say I was here, you know, or you can't promote it, or is it kind of like an unwritten rule that you try to protect their privacy in that regard, or what can you say? Yeah,
sometimes what they'll do is they don't mind, and they're very gracious about taking pictures with us.
Right.
Personally for us, but then they'll say, don't post it for 10 days so I can get back home or get out of town.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we respect that very much.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it when it happens. When we get overwhelmed by paparazzi when we're in a particular area. It's actually more law enforcement. It has nothing to do with
speaking of
fans.
How popular you are, though, Greg, in our museum store, we have a little, you know, kind of loop music for when people come in. And sometimes it's sea shanties and it's different things depending on the time of year.
Right.
But we do the music from Scuba Radio, and there's people that come in that recognize it.
And they say, turn that crap off.
No, they're like, speaking to it.
If
we killed Greg off and stuffed him, can we put him in a museum down there?
That's a different type of museum, Jerry.
Oh, come on.
That's the Poseidon Memorial.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
No, we just wanted to stuff him. And stick him in a museum somewhere. Maybe like a door prop or something like that.
Yeah. No,
Walmart greeter.
All right, come on. Be nice.
We appreciate the shout outs and giving us time on the radio. We love having you guys come down and definitely want to coordinate something for May if you don't come down before then.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it will never be soon enough, that's for sure. But we're trying to lock in some May dates for sure. And in between that, we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. Now, are you going to be up at Beneath the Sea next weekend? You're not coming up, are you?
No. Some of my other members go up, so we rotate. I always do DEMA. They always do Beneath the Sea. Somebody else does the scuba show in California.
Gotcha.
So we kind of spread the love.
Well, and I know there's going to be a contingency coming up from the Florida Keys. Captain Slate's coming up, I hear.
Yeah.
They usually have a few of the dive operations down there represented. So I plan to catch up with them next week for sure, and always appreciate the update. I mean, the History of Diving Museum, I just love having them on because I just think it's awesome. We have have something that we can get around as divers and support and learn about where our favorite pastime, where it came from. You can literally find out the history, and it's pretty remarkable when you go through the exhibit down there how much history there is in diving that before I went, I had no idea it was so deep, pun intended, but it is very impressive and quite a display of stuff. Yeah. But
the Bowers did a great job, you know, with their collection and had some great exhibit fabricators put things together on display. And we thoroughly enjoy all of our visitors.
Yes. And Lisa's a diver. So she's pretty awesome on many levels. Divingmuseum.org is the website. Once again, go there, find out everything you need, and then some. And then plan your visit down there. Mile marker what down there right off US-1? What is it?
83 in Isla
Mirada. There you go. An awesome place to just spend some surface interval time in between diving the Florida Keys. And you'll thank me for it. You will, indeed. Unless they play that damn Scuba Radio song in the lobby.
No, we love that.
They love it. They're gluttons for it. See, that's why she's in charge. Lisa, she's the best brown noser I know. God bless her. Don't you dare say that.
Right.
More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, I got a story for you guys. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me.
Is it story time?
Well, not really story time. It's education time, maybe. Crystal River, Florida. What are they known for?
Clear water.
No.
Nuclear power plant.
Seagrass. Manatee.
Manatees. There it
manatees.
Is. Manatees. Snorkeling with manatees. It's one place in Florida that... You know, definitely during the winter months, we're coming out of season right now, but you will see hundreds, if not thousands of manatees in the springs of Crystal River. And they got a bunch of operations where you go snorkel around and all that kind of stuff with them. However, there was a story this week that Crystal River is also known as a birthing location for bull sharks.
What?
Yeah. So they're swimming up into the Crystal River there from the Gulf of Mexico, and bull sharks are coming up and having their pups, and they're they don't cry like that. But I got the
I
point.
Needed a sound.
Okay, fair enough. But I had no idea that they had bull sharks coming up into Crystal River.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Yeah. We have bull sharks in Homosassa, too.
Get out.
Homo what?
Yes.
No, get out. Seriously. Leave.
You keep saying ass, man. What's up with that?
Yeah, Homos. What's up with that?
Homo sassy.
Maybe he likes that.
Well, I don't know. Combining two of his favorite things. But we'll just leave that one. Okay, but regardless, So, I mean, so it's no surprise to you. You know, Casey the Tobacco Nut lives over there. So the fact that they came out with this story about the bull sharks are pupping up there in Crystal River.
To pupping.
Is that locally known? Yes. It's pretty common?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had never heard
I
that
hope
before.
They're protected,
yeah,
right?
Well, on the outskirts of the outflow of the river is all the mangrove swamps and things. And they come up in there and they pup and they... Then the small sharks hang out amongst the roots like
but
all
I
the others.
I will tell you, though, I would have never thought of snorkeling with the manatees and then thinking, like, there might be bull sharks swimming
around. Are they protected, though? So, like, there's no fishing? You can't...
I don't know that they're protected.
You've got to protect the
little baby
bull
sharks before
they grow up.
You would think they could, but I don't think they have... I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Do you know, Casey?
Them fishermen will get in there and try to eat the sharks.
I mean, they're doing research.
I don't know too much.
They're tagging
them. They're fishing and caught little 10-inch, 12-inch sharks.
They're juveniles.
They're juveniles. They're coming up there and having their little babies.
It's safer for them.
It's alligator food.
Well, the gators.
And the water's warm and it's protected.
Yeah. But, you know, the bull sharks, they can survive in fresh water. That's what makes them somewhat unique compared to other species of
sharks.
They
had a couple write-ups in the local newspaper about people swimming in the canals behind their house you know, having a run-in with bull sharks.
Right, which would not be pleasant. They can be a little unpredictable at
times.
They
suggest you do not swim in the canals between dusk and dawn, you know, when they're most active.
Right.
They're looking for...
Yeah,
The big tarpon come up, the snook come in, and the sharks come in.
Okay. Well, I mean, you definitely wouldn't want to do it, by a marina where they're cleaning their, you know, fish catch of the day or the guts from an outing of, you know, bucketing a bunch of scallops.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Jeez. And, I never heard that, there were bull sharks over there like that. So, I don't know. I think it's, it's one of those.
That's no bull shark.
Yeah.
What we could do, Greg, if you want to come up, I'll tow you behind the boat. And you can tell us when you see him.
That sounds like a job for Jerry the Diver Guy.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
All right. We'll make Jerry the Diver Guy our human lure. And we'll drag him behind the boat at idle speed because you don't want to have him be too fast.
I'll swim about 50 yards behind him and film the whole thing.
I don't think the bull sharks are too worried about speed.
You know, if Jerry
if
was being dragged,
they're going to get it.
Well, maybe. I don't know, but you want to have them
put
imitate.
Something really shiny on them.
Yes.
Attract them.
Shiny.
No, that would be barracudas.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. What would draw in a bull shark, you think? What could Jerry
Blood.
Do to look like?
White or yellow fin.
We'll give him a little cut.
Every few hundred yards, we'll just throw a fish head off the back.
All right.
Not
we're going to stab
not an artery, just
not a life-threatening.
A minor cut somewhere.
Minor cut,
not that it's going to, spew.
It's going to ooze more than, gushing.
They'll be like...
you know what this might accomplish, though? It might cause
Blood
Jerry
bath.
To finally pee in his wetsuit. That's a possibility.
No, it'll finally not lie about it.
Right.
Nope. That is one thing I have not done.
Lie.
He's just no lie.
Be sure to roll and record because I want to hear, help, help, help.
I just peed my wetsuit. Damn it. Come and get me.
Yeah.
Of course, if he drinks enough spring water and pees in his wetsuit, that might be a shark deterrent.
I don't think it is. Actually, I think they say that if you do that, that will draw them in.
They think it's a party.
Because, no, they if they scare a fish, it's chasing them, they scare the piss out of them. That means, hey, I can eat that thing now.
The bull shark incident.
Well, if I got enough moonshine coming out at me, Greg, they will get drunk.
Well,
he needs a little liquid courage. All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean.
Might be like cleaning out a lobster before you eat the tail.
Well, maybe. You know, detailing it.
Then he'd have a great story.
At least. But I actually
so brave. I was used as a human lure.
Right. Now I do think that actually they say that is one of the attractants to sharks. I don't know if that's like urban legend or not.
What, urine?
Yeah.
Really?
Like if you relieve
ammonia.
Yourself, that could bring
I have
them
found
in.
That not to be true.
Really?
Only if there's blood in your urine, Craig.
I mean, it's.
No, the ammonia is released by whale carcasses and things as they're decomposing. So the ammonia comes out in your urine. That could signal them there might be something decomposing somewhere.
Well, if that's true, then why didn't CJ get eight? In the,
why didn't he get eight? Why didn't you get eight
on the menu? I'm not touching anything about CJ getting eight.
Well, why did he not get eight at BM&E?
My private life.
Okay. All right. Well, I think what we've
all the rest of you clowns.
What we've uncovered here, out of all the members of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, Jerry's the first one we're going to sacrifice.
Well, you always say that. I'm still here.
Why don't we draw straws? I think that would be
most screw
fair.
That noise. It's Jerry.
Well, since Barry's not here, we can always sacrifice him.
Well, that's true.
I thought maybe we already sacrificed him. That's why he hasn't been around.
Well, they're kind of a couple, so they kind of go hand in hand, literally and figuratively. Oh, Bear Jerry, Bear Bear.
Look, I done banned somebody from the show just a few minutes ago. Jimmy what? Crane.
Why? What
with
happened?
His off-colored comments about Barry.
Uh-oh, what did he say?
You were protecting Barry.
You wanted to stand up for your partner or what?
Wait, was this on Facebook?
That's our chair,
I think
Barry.
I saw something on
there. What did he say? Come on, you can't leave us hanging like this now, Jerry.
You're hanging.
What did he say?
He was moving in on your Barry?
You just had to go back and read the comments and listen to the show.
I read it. I couldn't tell what it meant.
Like a lover's code or something?
Of us don't know how to read, Jerry.
No. See, Jerry, you can't do that.
This was brought up about the time that when I said I'd take pictures with the females, the pretty ones.
Okay. So that's something about you and Barry taking pictures?
And then he says Barry would get mad.
Ah, he'd be jelly.
Those are just Jimmy jokes. Crane.
That just means he cares,
that's
Jerry.
Just jokes.
And see, we don't judge here on this show. We just make fun of everybody.
We don't judge.
It's totally different. You can abuse the crap out of
humiliation.
You.
Humiliation. Nothing personal.
Wait, if I understand this correctly, he made a bad comment about Barry, and that you taking pictures with good-looking women would upset him, and you're upset because it would upset Barry.
Yes, that's called love. All right, moving on. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Would you forget our captain?
Why don't you call for help in your radio mic, rat?
Why don't you enter yourself in the sea corner?
I'm in New Jersey, trick. Get your hands up. I'm in New Jersey. Put that air up. I'm in New Jersey, trick.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, next weekend we will be in Sea Caucus, New Jersey for Beneath the Sea, the big dive show, Center of the Universe next weekend. Make sure you get there. Be there early. Show opens 9 o'clock Eastern Time Saturday morning. We will be there. Mermaid Kristen, Jerry the Diver Guy, God knows who else. But we got a bunch of prizes to give away. And so people that show up on time or get there a little bit early are going to have a shot at some pretty cool stuff. And then you can go to the silent auction, bid on trips like in a Turks and Caicos live aboard with Explorer Ventures, a week at the Wyndham Fortuna Resort there on Grand Bahama Island. I mean, you can really score some amazing deals and support a great cause with all the scholarship programs and marine ecology programs that they support there at the Beneath the Sea folks. Beneaththesea.us, by the way, is the website. We got to thank Divers Alert Network's giving us a bunch of stuff to give away. We got some wet shoots to give away. These bags that you put on your feet to help you get on a wetsuit much quicker. And let's see, Shearwater stuff, nextdive.com. We got gear from them. What am I forgetting? There's a bunch of stuff that I got to track up there with me.
Scuba radio stuff.
There could be some scuba radio stuff. That is true. We got some new stickers, all kinds of good stuff like that. And all that to
Jerry taking pictures.
Jerry, the diver. It's all, we're giving away all this stuff.
That's your picture with
so
Jerry.
So people
the
will
diver
tolerate Jerry the diver guy.
There so I'm taking pictures. You're going to be signing autographs, big boy.
Who's he talking to right now?
You, Greg.
Signing autographs?
Yep.
Why? For what?
You're the famous one, not me.
Well, okay.
He'll be signing autographs and credit card receipts.
Well, are you... See, you got him. Old
I still
Cock Johnson.
Got it. I still got it.
Cock Johnson knows how to break up Vinny Two Tanks. Yes. Well, you know, we'll sign whatever. You know, I mean, you know.
So come and get your paper tuck and get your autograph of Greg the Dive Master.
I'll tell you, so, you know, the folks up there.
Will you make mine out to suck it, loser?
The Jersey divers up there, they never fail to amaze me, I will say. It is a unique group of folks.
Mine says, hey, Ray, rock and roll.
Like, hey, we got diving right here. Come on over here. And they do have a little bit of the.
Don't do that anymore.
No, I mean, that's how they greet you.
No, it's a little.
What?
I don't know.
And also, everybody needs to come up and greet Gregory like that.
No, Greg's right. They do kind of might talk funny there.
I don't think that's not the way to describe it. They don't talk funny. They just
have
their own little type of vibe going on. And I mean, it's very entertaining. It's like walking into a Sopranos episode. I mean, because a lot of them do have the accent, and that's fine.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an accent. It's not funny. I don't think it's
well, sounds
wrong.
Funny to me.
Well, okay, but everything sounds funny.
Well, I think you sound funny, Vinny.
Exactly. No, that's not
there. You go.
Well, you know, to each his own, I guess.
I think Vinny sounds like a fine young gentleman.
Young?
Well, yeah, really? Yeah, I'm only seven. I'm only seven.
Okay.
Decades.
Right. No, that's fine. You know, but I do. I enjoy it. And you hear about their diving that they have, you know, up there in that part of the country. You know, they're hardcore.
They are some hardy divers.
I mean, they dive up the off the coast of Jersey there. I mean, there's some great wreck dives and stuff. They keep asking me to go, and I'm like, ugh. I don't know, man. It's kind of cold.
I know, Greg, you got
just
the new.
On your
I know, I got
rash
that,
guard.
I, that's what I.
The new, that, yeah,
that's where I'm going
to protect you from rashes. That and the Vaseline.
No,
tell them what I say, Greg. I'm afraid of shrinkage.
I know what Jerry says. Who's drunk?
Yeah, that's what I was thought he was going to say.
Well, I do say that quite a bit too.
Okay. But
I'm afraid of shrinkage.
But I do have a heated rash guard and a 5 mil, brand new 5 mil wetsuit that I'm taking to the Galapagos. I could bring it up there and consider, but I'm not going to be up there long enough to orchestrate a dive too. We got to stay focused on the mission. Of
then you've got airline schedules to think about.
Yeah, actually, I got to get back home immediately after the show and report for jury duty.
What?
Yes, I kid you not. I got roped into jury duty. Anything with the word duty in it, you know, is not good.
I wish I had the sound effect gavel from Law and Order right now. Gong gong.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Did you say duty or duty?
Yes.
He said both.
And I'm not looking forward to it, but yeah, I got to do one of those things.
So he's not looking forward to duty,
to do it.
But duty he is.
Well, you know, that's... I mean, if I didn't have jury duty, I'd stay up there in Jersey and maybe do a dive.
Bull crap.
Well.
I don't believe it.
Why?
Because you know.
I just told you I got a new heated rash guard. I got a new 5 mil wetsuit.
Oh, I would.
I could take on almost any kind of water jump.
Did you get your dry suit repaired? Isn't that getting repaired?
I didn't get the
Greg,
dry suit.
You know
suit.
You
I'm
can
not doing
get out
no
of that.
Suit.
Just say you're in the media.
Yeah, Greg. Just
what?
Send them an episode of Scuba Radio. They say, no,
like,
you can't.
No
sorry,
freaking
we
way.
Want you
It's like, that doesn't count as media.
Yeah, it does. Well, you've used it for media credentials for other things in the past.
No, I'm just saying what they would say.
Work
like,
it.
We're not buying that, you know.
You have a little show.
So you're saying I should go in and tell them who I am?
I'm a member of the media.
Do you know who I am?
Kind of a big deal.
Just show them the website. They look it up and they go, all right, you're excused. It's worth a shot.
I don't think it'd be like it was because media, they'd see it and they go, this guy's out of his mind.
Okay. Well, whatever works.
True. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm hoping it's much to do about nothing.
Maybe he's going to get a note.
Crazy environmentalists.
I have an idea. You get what? A note from Dr. Doug.
Ooh.
And he goes, he's got a monkey heart.
Yeah,
monkey heart. And he can't take the strain of a trial.
He's certifiable. He said, I know he says he's certified as a diver, but he's certifiable. You don't want him in any kind of jury pool.
No.
The only pool he gets into, he dives in.
He's got no sense.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get lucky. But, yeah, I'm supposed to be available for the whole damn week after Beneath the Sea.
Yeah. Hey, I know what you could do, Greg.
That's some serious duty right there.
Greg, you get to go.
Use your infallible directional abilities and just tell them you got lost in the courthouse.
Well, if he really, really, really wants out of it, he can play the religious card.
Okay, and that would be which one?
You're a Hare Krishna.
You don't believe in judging.
Don't believe in judging.
That's not really religious, Jerry.
Oh, no. It goes against your religious beliefs.
Judging is against your...
So would that judging, be Christian or...
The judge is not Christian. Against...
Buddha?
Christian.
Yeah, you don't judge.
You don't judge your judge fellow you man. Only God can judge you. But well, you're not the judge. You're just part of the jury.
Right. You're just helping the judge decide.
Well, I'm not any of it. I'm just
you're
like,
casting the first stone.
They're you know, roping me into just being a part of a jury pool that I might
Greg,
get.
Just by mentioning your jury duty on this show, you won't have to serve.
Yes!
You will be found in contempt and thrown in jail immediately.
If they ask you where you reside, instead of putting your physical address, just say, I'm just visiting from Uranus.
Okay. All right. I could try that one.
Just wear your heated rash guard into the courtroom and they'll ride out.
Okay. Vinny Two Tanks, what do you think? Yeah.
These are all good ideas.
Really?
Do they shrink?
Do they shrink? What shrinks?
His brain cells.
DJ got a note it. From your shrink? Is that what you're talking about, Vinny?
I don't know what
Jerry got it.
Jerry got it.
Well, at least two of them.
Jerry got it.
Two out of five ain't bad for this show. So
you guys just forgot.
Yeah,
put the fog down.
Right. Okay, let's go to Sea Caucus. And,
we're not winging it at all.
That'll be, we'll see you there. All right. More. Till then, remember, it's always better wear, gang. Come on. Safe diving, everyone. Jock Gusteau, the all of scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on scuba radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.